now for the Mackay Short Tune, the setting being that of Duncan Campbell of Foss, which should go, I think, somewhat thus. Heal your nun, heal your bo, heal your bo, heal your hun, heal your nun, hibro, we hear you, we heal your bo, heal your nun, heal your dree, heal your bo, heal your hun, hey. Hyanan hibro vi hiri yavi hil yor vo hail yvoro hail yovam hil yobro hil yor vo hri yuham deid bri hil yvoro hil yohan 9-3 Hil yanan hibro vi hiri yovi yor ho tri yahan tri yohan hey tri yahil yohan. Now, a number of things are going on in there. You will note that I am playing the note values as written, with regard to the introductory gesture on a elach, so-called. Not the Hebrew Society's misconstruction of this, which you will hear played very frequently, namely, heeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee and it should be, the rhythmical pattern is chee chanan nan. Hey chanan nan. Not hey chanan, but hey chanan nan. Rhythmically struck and separately struck. Likewise, I'm emphasizing the initial note of the echo on B, double echo on B, so that instead of what you would normally hear played and wrongly, he haba umpa, I'm playing heel yavoro, the first B gets the accent. And instead of dropping your fingers down like a wet haddock onto the chanter, he haba umpa, I'm striking very, very crisply with the A and low G fingers. Twice, rapidly, in rapid succession. Hil yavara, hil yo hyun. Okay, that's the main stylistic point there, I think. Having come to the end of the ground, the next decision that you have to resolve is how to bridge, in terms of rhythm and tempo, between that and the tourla singling. And I would suggest that this should happen somewhat thus. Ground line 3. Dree Johan, Dree Johan, Hal Yvdree Yohil Yohan, Hyan Dren Ho Dren Holvo Yil Yoran, Hyan Dren Horvo Hil Yohil Yoran. Now, number of points call for comment there. My cadences, I'm not playing them in the standard awful Campbell style, Archibald Campbell style, such that they're normally treated as if they were crotchets and occupy an entire bar. Play the values as written. If you look at Duncan Campbell's score, you'll find that the timing is very clearly somewhat like this. Three little quavers. The format on the middle one. Heel yo one. Just like the letter, I'm going to start pushing this about a bit, but at the moment we'll let that be. It's incorporated into the rhythmical flow of the tune. I accelerate a little from my starting point. Yandran ho, dran ho, rovo, and by the time I get to my ho, rovo there, I'm beginning to slow down again. Ho, rovo, heel yo rum. It's called rubato. Got a wee accelerando and a wee retardando. And this shapes the tempo of my phrase very guilefully. Yonder and home, Abram, hoard of all you, Yoram. Same with the next one. Yonder and hoard of all Abram, vile Yoram. See how the cadence is incorporated into the melodic and rhythmical flow. Yonder and hoard of all Abram, hill Yoram, hoard of all Horo. And that should do you there, I think. Next little problem is the step up in tempo between Turla singling and Turla doubling. Here's the end of the Turla third line. Horvo, horo, horvo, yulio, yun. Yandrin hodrin horvo hodrin handrin horvo horin horin horvo horin horvo horin. And so on. I'm pulling away from the bass tempo, as it were, of the end of my Turla singling. I'm not stepping up a crash into a suddenly faster time. I'm slowly accelerating so that I get this kind of seamless flow. Hyundrin hodrin horvo roran, hundrin horvo hebrum hebrum. And only when, by the time I get to there, am I really at my sort of brute tempo for that variation. Next problem is how to step from Turla doubling to Krula doubling. You find this creates problems for an awful lot of players, because they're probably going at a fair clip by the time they reach the end of the Turla doubling, especially in a fast, bold tune. And then there's this sudden, since modern practice, it means that, competition practice, means that the ground is very seldom restated at the end of the Turla doubling, as it very frequently should be. Then there's a tremendous step down in tempo between Turla doubling and Krula singling. Like somebody throwing a grand piano out of a second floor window, you know, crash. So that you might hear, Horvo hedron, horvo hobram, hum, batriho, batriho. Oh, gee, no. What you do is you decelerate. Get a little rallentando towards the end of the third line of the Turla doubling, so that you step seamlessly across from one variation to the next, like somewhat thus. Line 3, Turla doubling. Hyundrin horvo hebrum hebrum horvo hobrum hebrum hebrum horvo hebrum hobro hobrum hum debria debria ha bria yo hum hum debria debria hobrum. You could play this, as indeed Duncan Campbell writes. Hyundriye debrin hanandriye hando or harandriye ohan. But for myself, I think at that point I'm going to hang on to the E and cut the B in that little cadence there, because it fits the melodic and rhythmical pattern more effectively, I think. We're going to do it always, but here I shall. Let's have a look at the first line of the Krula singling and see how this issue of the pointing within the cadences might unpack. Hyun debri ya debri horo bran yai rohan bai bran tato bri yai debri yai uram pada bri yai debri horo rai yai yohan. See? The middle one. Hun debri horo bri yai debri yai uram. You see, I might be. Didn't I cut it in too sharply? Hey oh, hum. Eorum, gently, like a wee cascade, little sand falling down a rocky face. Eorum, determined downward movement, but elegantly and slightly waywardly. I was still feeling. Now, this brings you to the transition between the Krula doubling and the Krula As you're cruel singling and cruel doubling. Line three, singling. Hyam dhri hodo bri aid bri aid raham dhra bri aid bri yoro bri al yoram hyam dhri aid brantaho bri yo bram hyam dhri yoho bri aid bri aid bri. I'm starting off exactly the same tempo I stopped at, or I came to the end of the last part on. But I'm going to come up, I'm going to get my higher tempo by accelerating into it, so that I'm only really reaching about the middle of that first line. And I manage my transition smoothly in this fashion. Hodo dro hi brum holo yu run shan bri aid brun hodo bri yo bri shan bri hodo bri aid brun tado brun dai brun tado brun, so on. Now you'll see that although he doesn't indicate that the ground be repeated after the tula doubling, probably sensibly, since this is quite a short tune, Duncan Campbell, because obviously you haven't had time to forget the ground yet. Duncan Campbell does order you to repeat the ground at the end of the tune, and you should. Which again creates a transition issue, because you're travelling quite swiftly. Pleasant rocking movement, onward, surging. In your Cruel at Dublin, your ground is slower. So how do you manage this without an awful sense of discontinuity between the two movements, as you might sometimes hear? Oh, Lord. Hail yo, babo. Of course, you will not play like that. Rallentando is the answer. Same as always, we're going to decelerate subtly, gently, from about the middle of the third line of the cruel, doubling, perhaps somewhat thus, so that we manage to step back into the ground as suavely as ever we may. Thus, hodo brum to bdri aid brum da de brum tado brum ba de brum dado de bri. As you are hodo de brum do de bri. And then, there you go. So that by the time you've reached your final, executed your final crueler movement, you're just a bit back of the tempo you're going to need to launch into that initial double echo beat on A at the beginning of the ground. I think that covers most of the points likely to arise here.